Great to have you here. In this lesson, we're exploring lesson 5.4, Productivity for Career, Leadership, and Long-Term Success. If you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along. Now let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill.
Yeah, and honestly, I am so glad we're digging into this topic today because I think it really reframes how we look at our daily work.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the mission for this deep dive is really to unpack this whole transition. Like going from just surviving your workload, which is, let's be real, what a lot of us do in academia or those frantic early career roles, to actually mastering your professional environment.
Right. It's a huge shift.
It really is. I mean, for a long time, productivity is treated as this this survival mechanism. It's totally reactive. It's staying up until midnight to submit a paper or, you know, frantically clearing Slack notifications just so your manager doesn't think you're slacking off.
Oh, exactly. It's functioning entirely on anxiety and adrenaline.
Yeah.
And that works in short bursts, sure, but it is neurologically unsustainable if we're talking about long-term career growth.
Yeah, unsustainable is the perfect word for it. The materials really draw this sharp contrast between weak and strong productivity systems. And if you think about it, it's kind of like building a skyscraper on a cracked foundation.
Right. I like that analogy.
Right. Because, sure, it might stand up for a while, and you can maybe add a floor or two, but it absolutely cannot support any massive future growth. The higher you go, the more dangerous it gets.
Yeah, that is spot on. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really comes down to one thing, which is trust.
Trust. Really.
Yeah, trust. Because, you know, as we move further into these digitally enabled distributed work environments, your colleagues cannot physically see you sitting at your desk anymore.
Oh, that's true. The whole hybrid remote thing.
Exactly. They can't visually verify that you are, you know, working hard. So they rely entirely on your output and your organization. Reliable productivity systems don't just make you a faster worker. They make you adaptable. They make you a predictable, dependable professional that leadership can actually rely on.
Okay, let's unpack this because I feel like there's a disconnect here. Isn't productivity just about doing more work, like just generating more output faster?
That is such a common misconception, but no.
Yeah.
The core concept here is professional productivity, and that is strictly about organization, accountability, and like I said, building trust. It is not about endless output.
So it's not just checking 100 boxes a day?
No, not at all. If you are ending your day at inbox zero and responding to every single Slack ping within 30 seconds, you might actually be the least productive person on your team.
Wait, really? The least productive.
Yes, because you are confusing responsiveness with effectiveness. You are just reacting. True professional productivity means you have a system in place where nothing falls through the cracks.
Okay, I see. And I guess that's where the digital toolkit comes in, right?
Yeah.
Because the materials highlight some serious practical tools for this. We're talking about platforms like Notion, ClickUp, and Google Workspace.
Right, the big ones.
And honestly, I get a bit excited about this tech because these aren't just digital sticky notes anymore. These tools are literally shaping the modern, digitally enabled future. You can build these incredible relational databases and automated workflows.
You can, but I have to step in here and be the voice of reason for a second.
Oh, fair enough.
Because there is a massive trap here. We have to apply a crucial strategy from the source material, which is use productivity tools intentionally.
Ah, intentional.
Yes. Just downloading Notion or ClickUp won't magically make you a leader. It is the system behind the tool that actually matters.
Right, because otherwise you just fall into what they call a productivity theater.
Exactly. Productivity theater, it's when you spend like an entire weekend watching YouTube tutorials to make a customized Notion dashboard look incredibly aesthetic, but then you completely abandon it by Wednesday.
Oh man, I feel personally attacked right now. I've definitely done that.
We all have. But a disorganized workflow dropped into a beautifully color-coded software template is, well, it's still a disorganized workflow. The software just amplifies your habits.
Yeah, that makes total sense for you listening, right? Because mastering these tools now, getting the actual system down, is how you build those reliable systems and routines that the source identifies as a core strategy for lifelong success.
Right. You are preparing for a future where you are juggling five major client accounts instead of just five homework assignments.
Exactly. And to really illustrate what this looks like in action, let's bring up the real-world case study from the materials. This graduate who successfully improved their internship performance.
Yes, this is a great example.
So paint a picture with me here.
Yeah.
Imagine you are this intern. You're stepping into a fast-paced future workplace, probably a hybrid remote role. On day one, you are getting hammered with Slack messages, you're tagged in Google Docs, assigned tasks in Asana, and there's this flood of email threads.
It's overwhelming.
Totally. And initially, you are struggling to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You miss a subtle request buried in an email, you drop a deadline, and you are just surviving.
Right.
But then the turning point occurs.
And what's fascinating here is how the graduate actually turned it around.
Right, because they didn't just work longer hours.
Exactly. It wasn't by working crazy 80-hour weeks or just staying online until midnight. It was by implementing structured productivity and communication systems.
Okay, break that down for us. What does that actually look like on a frantic Tuesday afternoon?
Well, instead of reacting to every Slack ping the second it arrives, they built a system. They created specific time blocks, say an hour for deep, focused work with notifications completely paused.
Wow, just turning them off.
Yes. And then that's followed by 20 minutes of just processing messages and routing them into their task manager.
So taking control of the inputs rather than letting the inputs dictate their day.
Precisely. And they also implemented proactive communication. Instead of waiting for their manager to ask for an update, they sent a brief standardized update every single Friday morning.
Oh, I love that. Just outlining what was done, what was delayed, priorities for next week.
Exactly. And that directly led to an improved professional reputation. It proved that productivity isn't just a background task. It's highly visible and directly tied to how leadership perceives your potential.
It provides this incredible psychological safety for your manager.
Mm.
But, okay, transitioning from that intern success, this brings up a really real problem.
What's that?
Well, if you build this flawless system, you usually just get rewarded with more work.
Hmm.
So how do we avoid toxic productivity in this highly digital world? How do we use these tools responsibly without completely burning out?
That is probably the most important question we can ask. Because hyper-effectiveness without boundaries just accelerates burnout.
Yeah, it really does.
To navigate this, we can draw on the concepts behind the required reading list. Specifically, the effective executive and essentialism.
Two absolute powerhouses.
Definitely. Responsible use of digital tools really means focusing on essential tasks and effective execution rather than just checking off an endless digital to-do list.
Right, because we all get that dopamine hit when we check a box. It's so easy to become a slave to the list, adding low-impact stuff just to feel busy.
Exactly. And the literature argues that this requires developing strong accountability habits.
Accountability habits. Let's dig into that.
It means knowing exactly what you are responsible for and communicating it clearly through systems like Google Workspace and setting firm boundaries.
Like blocking off your calendar and actually honoring it.
Right. So that your continuous growth is actually sustainable for your long-term development.
Okay, so let's pivot to action here. Let's lean into the practical application activity from the materials. I want to challenge you, listening right now, to actually develop your own long-term productivity growth plan.
It is entirely doable.
So how do we start? Break down the steps for us.
The source outlines four essential pillars for this plan. The very first one is setting personal goals.
Because if you don't know your destination, a faster car doesn't help.
Exactly. You have to know what you are optimizing for. Is it to reduce anxiety, get a promotion? Once you have that, you move to pillar two, which is building workflow systems.
And this ties right back to Notion and ClickUp, right?
Yeah.
Building the digital pathways.
Yes. Creating a frictionless way to get a task out of your head and into a trusted system. But systems need maintenance, which brings us to pillar three, establishing accountability habits.
Ah, the weekly review.
Right. Sitting down every Friday to review what you accomplished, clear out outdated tasks, and plan for Monday.
It closes all those cognitive loops so you can actually enjoy your weekend. Okay, what's the fourth pillar?
The fourth is mapping out professional development strategies.
Because the system that works for an intern will absolutely break down for a senior manager.
Precisely. You have to continually adapt.
And speaking of continuous improvement, I have to reference the third book from the reading list here, Atomic Habits. It perfectly frames this idea of continuing to improve your organizational skills.
It really does, because you don't need to fix everything overnight.
Exactly. You don't need a total life overhaul by tomorrow morning. It's about these reliable, atomic-level routines, like taking 60 seconds to close all your browser tabs at the end of the day.
Or spending 2 minutes writing down your top priority for tomorrow on a real Post-it note.
Right. These tiny habits compound over time to support lifelong success. You just weave them into your day.
And when you merge those tiny, reliable habits with intentional digital architecture, you transform into a deeply adaptable professional.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to ask you to internalize these core knowledge checks. Ask yourself, why are these skills important professionally?
Because they transition you from surviving to mastering.
Right. And how do reliable systems improve leadership credibility? Because they build trust. And why must we continue improving these habits? Because your career will only get more complex.
Your systems have to scale with you.
Exactly. So I want to leave you with this core reflection prompt. How can stronger productivity habits support my future career, leadership growth, and long-term success? Take some time to really mull that over, because mastering this doesn't just make you a good worker. It makes you digitally confident and endlessly adaptable.
It really does change everything. I just want to encourage you to stay curious, be responsible with your boundaries, and stay future ready.
Absolutely. And before you go, please remember to review the end of module study guide and complete the workbook activities. They'll really help you cement this.
And we also warmly acknowledge the reference materials that shape this lesson. The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker, published in 1967, Atomic Habits by James Clear, published in 2018, and Essentialism by Greg McKeown, published in 2014.
Such great resources. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. It's been an absolute privilege.
Thank you, and take care out there.